This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Some Barbados Revenue Authority workers are off the job this morning over a number of grievances, including wages. The BWU welcomes the passing of the controversial Labour Clauses Concessions Bill in the lower house, stressing it is a win-win for workers. BTMI reports progress with intra-regional air links. Dominican Republic warns of the dire situation in Haiti and urges the international community to do more to assist. And Israel orders evacuation of largest hospital in southern Gaza. Good afternoon. I am Crystal J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. Some Barbados Revenue Authority BRA workers are off the job due to administrative issues. Over 35 workers who are members of Unity Workers Union gathered outside the Weymouth branch detailing their grievances, such as payment and contractual agreements, to the General Secretary of the Union, Caswell Franklin. Mr. Franklin is calling on the authorities to meet with the union to have the issues of the workers addressed.
What we're actually doing is putting pressure on the revenue commissioner to accede to the request of her members of staff who are members of Unity to meet with us and to hear their grievances and their numerous grievances that they have, and some of them going back for too many years that are unaddressed by any other union. We have issues where the revenue commissioner has not given people their just salaries. If you're an auditor for 5 years or more, you should be at auditor one. And they're keeping people for all these years at auditor two and paying them less. Mind you, they're bringing people from outside and appointing them as auditor one when they should have started at auditor two and paying them the big bucks. And they cannot say that these people come in with more experience, because the staff at Brad now has to train them. And these are things that are happening.
He says if there's no resolution, the matter will be taken to the tribunal.
But this is the government who yesterday went before Parliament to decide that they won't want to protect workers. But they want to protect their own workers. The same things that they're accusing the hotels of doing, they are doing to numerous people in the public service. Not only Barbados Revenue Authority, prisons, nurses. So all the things that they're complaining about the hotels, they're doing. I don't understand if they don't see the error of their ways. But we will force them, because if we don't get them to comply with our request one way, through industrial action, we're going to take them before the tribunal.
The workers will resume work tomorrow. The Barbados Workers Union welcomes the passing of the Labour Clauses Concessions Bill and stressed that this move is a win for workers. Yesterday, there were no objections to the controversial bill, and it was passed in the House of Assembly. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley defended the bill, stressing that in order for the private sector to benefit from government concessions, it must commit to the fair treatment of its employees. Communications specialist at Barbados Workers Union, Shane Jones, said it is a stride towards justice for workers.
The passage of the bill in the lower house, it was not just a legislative victory, but a monumental stride towards justice and equity for all workers, really. It was profoundly heartwarming to witness the scores of hotel workers, you have seen them, who were the very soul of our campaign, gathering at Parliament. And their presence was a powerful testament to the unity and strength of what we know as our collective will. Their support as we entered Parliament to champion their cause and their unwavering spirit throughout the entire journey, that underscores a deep sense of satisfaction and validation that we feel today. And that's the mood of the union today, satisfaction and validation.
Communication specialist at Barbados Workers Union, Shane Jones, in the lunchtime edition. The Minister of Agriculture, Food and Nutritional Security, Indar Weir, has been outlining plans for the sector amid concerns over the growth in certain aspects of the industry. Mr. Weir was speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program. Questions were raised over the state of crop production and the progress that has been made to reduce the island's import bill. Mr. Weir said that a crop production unit has been established within the BADMC to help young farmers as that work continues.
What they are going to do is assist these young farmers to help them to understand agriculture, how to grow crops. We've targeted some main areas that we are going to increase the crops, and we have looked at so far, there are 12 crops. Out of those 12 crops, we've identified 6 that we'll start with. All the crops that are easy to grow so that the farmers are not demotivated. We started a project at Lairs. We've put in 23 million gallons of water in our reservoir there. We have farmers down there. Because they're inexperienced, they're not doing as well as we would like them. to. So this crop production unit is going to assist them.
He says that while the local industry has seen some growth over the last year, they are placing their efforts on the future if these improvements are to be sustained.
We just had a 24% increase in crop production last year. But I want to keep people aware of how we're going to sustain this and what we're going to have to continue to do, because agriculture in Barbados is nothing like it used to be in the past. Our hardcore reality is that most of the people with the experience in agriculture are have left or are leaving. So for us to achieve a 24% growth in crop production last year is not something to dismiss. If it is that people aren't aware, then they can go to the central bank report and check and hear what the governor of the central bank had to say about the sector.
Minister of Agriculture, Food and Nutritional Security, Indar Weir. Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated reports progress on increasing flights into Barbados from other territories in this region as it seeks to expand Caribbean arrivals. BTMI's Director for the Caribbean, Graham Clark, tells Starcom Network News talks with airline partners continue to yield results.
CAL here in Trinidad, we have a very good relationship with them, and we constantly are negotiating with our travel partners to ensure that we can get the requisite airlift. In 2023, we launched Cayman Airways coming into Barbados directly from the Cayman Islands with connections from Los Angeles and also out of Jamaica. And we launched that on October the 18th, 2023. And then on December 20th, we did an inaugural flight, Suriname, Guyana, Barbados with Suriname Airways. And both of these aircraft are 737-800s with a capacity for 160 passengers.
He says the focus is now on filling the additional seats, and that was BTMI's Director for the Caribbean, Graham Clark. President of the Dominican Republic, Luis Abinader, says his country will not be dragged into the situation of Haiti and urged the international community to do more to help deal with the security, political, and economic situation there. Mr. Abinader said that the international community should not allow the situation being experienced by Haitians to continue, noting that several measures that the Council took into account to deal with the crisis have not been implemented. And finally, Palestinians say Israeli forces have ordered thousands of displaced people to evacuate the largest hospital in the south of the Gaza Strip. Videos showed an announcement via loudspeaker and a crowd leaving the Nasser Medical Complex in Khan Yunis. Israel's military said it had opened a secure route for civilians, but did not intend to evacuate patients and medics. Doctors and health officials say a number of people there have been killed by Israeli sniper fire in recent days. Recapping the headlines. Some Barbados Revenue Authority workers are off the job this morning over a number of grievances, including wages. The BWU welcomes the passing of the controversial Labour Clauses Concessions Bill in the lower house, stressing it is a win for workers. BTMI reports progress with intra-regional airlinks. Dominican Republic warns of the dire situation in Haiti and urges the international community to do more to assist. And Israel orders evacuation of the largest hospital in the southern Gaza. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on Starcom Network. Or WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.